Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, our explorers have made their way into the first room of the Lost Shrine of Tamochan. It's dark and there's dioramas? Door hinges? How are they going to mess this up?
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not going to do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not going to do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, because I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Why, when that happens, no, I'm not done. Because right when that happens, the two go ka-chunk and take out the remaining pin on the door. Both of you, please make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, no.
Just roll the die, please.
I'm just checking whether I've got anything extra on top of that.
How did you do, Flo?
20.
How did you do, Tex?
10.
You have failed, Tex, to get out of the way as this gigantic door topples down upon the two of you. Flo, you take 7 points of damage as the door clips you and shoves you away. Tex, you're flattened by the door. You take 14 points of damage and you're restrained, trapped underneath the
door. Can I use one of my features? Blessing of the Raven Queen to teleport away.
Blessing of the Raven.
That sounds made up.
That sounds like an action, not a reaction.
Well, I have it under features here.
Yep. Just because it's a feat doesn't necessarily mean you're allowed to use it whenever you want.
You just have to check if it says reaction.
Now, on your action, you can probably use it to move if you can see where you need to go. I think that's what is a requirement.
Yeah, to just be able to see a spot.
And you are currently trapped underneath the door. So we'll get to you on your turn. Everyone, roll initiative. But you still take your 14 points of damage.
Okay. Just had to touch the stuff, Chelsea. Just had to touch all the stuff.
Oh, whatever. You totally would have.
I would have picked up all of them at once.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
You would have started collecting them. Whatever. You know what? Here. Thank you for creating a wonderful drama, Chelsea. Here's a blue gem.
Thanks for awakening the panther.
Fun times ahead as we move into combat. How did we do on initiative? Let's start with Flo.
Natural 20. Ooh. I got the Kraken. So
congratulations.
21.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
How did we do, Alabama?
6.
Aww.
How did we do, Penny?
13.
And then Tex.
15.
And last...
18.
MJ.
This is not going to be good.
We'll be fine.
I think someone's going to die.
There's a lot of damage that we didn't fix before this happened, including the ones you just took.
That wasn't fixable. That was just sheer dumbness.
Okay, I think I've got this organized for initiative. There's a lot going on here as all of these things burst to life. Now, they still look like those stucco figures. They do not look like normal human shapes and forms, but they all speak in the old man voice and the old man tongue as they move to attack. And the weapons and the fangs, they are all also stucco, but they are all sharp and violent and damaging. So here we go. The beginning of this round will be Flo.
Cool. So I am out of the door, right?
Yes. You just got clipped by the door and you're thrown free.
And I've noticed these things.
You turn back. You're like, ouch. And
all right. So I really hate statues that come to life just in my own. So I'm going to use Hunter's Mark.
Cool.
Is that a common problem for you? I always go to the museum at night. And
it makes it easier because they're all the same thing, right?
So you mark your foe with Hunter's Mark. What do you say or do, or how do you cause? What does Hunter's Mark look like thematically?
Hunter's Mark for a vengeance paladin is more oath-like. Like, my oath is to destroy you. And it's just like that. And then she draws her longsword and makes the sign, which at this point is just kind of like a circle and like a dot in the middle, like basically like my eyes on you, and then goes and attacks because this was a bonus action.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it flares into magical existence and lights up above the creature, highlighting their weaknesses and highlighting them for your key strikes, correct?
Yeah, and it'll deal extra damage.
Yes, that is the structure of that. Thematically, though, you have you do more damage when you do hit.
Yes.
Find key weaknesses in the things that you're attacking. You're attempting to roll dice, but you haven't told me what you're trying to hit.
Oh, I'm hitting with my longsword. Yeah, and I'm going to try to...
That is what you're hitting with, but what are you trying to hit?
I'm going to try to like knock out its little like stucco legs. The one in
there's like 15 figures in front of
me. No, I know, but like the one that I just hunter's marked, which was the one in front of me.
Okay, so just a tribal warrior standing in front of you. You're going to cut it and kill it.
16?
That's enough to hit.
14 total.
You destroy it utterly and explodes in stucco and dry clay, and the items that it contained fall to the ground and break apart. And it's nothing but dust and rubble on the floor.
Oh, shouldn't have used hunter's mark. Oh, well.
Can't you transfer Hunter's Mark? While you read that, we move on to MJ's turn,
yes,
followed by the tribal warriors themselves, and then followed by Tex.
Okay, I'm going to use sneak attack.
Of course.
I'm attack the cat. Meow,
and,
meow.
And you've said you get sneak attack. Well, then how are you getting sneak attack?
I'm being very sneaky. And
so sneak attack only is available to you when you attack an opponent that is engaged with someone who's next to you. So who are you next to that you're fighting side by side with that you're getting sneak attack from?
Penny.
Okay, cool.
So I am pretty close to Penny, so I'm going to use sneak attack.
Just physically, not emotionally.
No, not 100%. Emotionally at all. Basically what happens or what it looks like is I drop down really quick and I just kind of roll across the floor to get to the flank.
Sure, yeah.
Pew. And it seems like I just glide, like suddenly I'm over there and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, and you had to move through a whole bunch of figurines because they are literally all scattered around
you. I guess that is true. I'm only getting to the one side of one figurine.
So you're not going too far, no. But you see that Penny is on the other side of the panther from you. And so without having to move too far, knowing you're both engaged with the panther because it's going to attack Penny, perhaps you attack the flank of the panther and you strike with a, now you may roll the die. And have you succeeded in hitting?
No.
All right. Because you got a natural one.
Yeah.
I guess you're just so shocked. You attempt to stab and you're like, oh yeah, I didn't take out my weapon. Then you draw your long sword. Do you have two attacks potentially? Or do you have the ability? You're attacking with a long sword, are you?
Yes.
So that doesn't allow you to attack with a finesse weapon on the other hand. So I believe you don't have anything else you can do.
Well, I can use my longsword one-handed.
Yes, but that does not allow you to attack with the other hand because it does not have the light property.
Oh, I can't use a dagger in my other hand?
No, it's just too long. You can hold a shield in the other hand. And technically you could hold a dagger in the other hand and throw the dagger, but you would have disadvantage on that attack.
Well, shit, fine.
All right. Marilyn's turn is done, unless you'd like to do anything else other than, you know, swear at me.
Nope.
All right. It is now the tribal warriors' turns, and they say a whole bunch of things in the old man tongue, but in English for those listening at home. These tribal warriors all say...
Shubra.
No, in English.
Why? That's less fun.
Yeah, well, it's harder, isn't it?
And we have to agree what omen sounds like.
They all say a bunch of different things all at the same time. So it's a cacophony of noise.
It's my coffee break.
Trespassers in the temple.
Oh, I like that. Yes, great. And?
Get out.
And?
Ah! Just like angry.
That is not Olman.
That's English and Olman. It's transfer.
I'm right, actually a pacifist.
Who woke me from my slumber?
They're like, prosecutors will be punished in accordance with the law.
Prosecutors?
Trespassers will be punished in accordance with the law. How dare you defile our temple? Death to the infidels. What else do they say? They say not members of the tribe. Death before all.
You're gonna get it.
Yep, they say that too.
Yeah.
But it's a cacophony of noise and all in the old man tongue, and it is their turn.
Can I, go hide now?
You started this.
It's not your turn anymore.
I know. I forgot I have an uncanny action.
No, you don't have an uncanny action. You have
a cunning action.
Uncanny?
Which is hide.
That's uncanny.
Well, I have uncanny dodge as well.
That's cool.
Okay. All right. So the first tribal warrior here is going to attack MJ and has a total of 10, does probably not hit, nope. Correct? Great. So the next tribal warrior will attempt to attack MJ. Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
Great. Then you take 6 points of damage.
Uncanny dodge. I take 3. Kapow!
That is 2 tribal warriors. A third one attacks MJ. I have a 15. Is that enough to hit?
Yeah.
Perfect. Haha. Then you take, again, 6 points of damage. That's 3 of them. Penny, you are also being attacked.
Okay.
I have a 20 to hit.
Yeah.
And then a 13?
Nope.
And then a 16.
Do you have to surpass mine, yes?
No, it's just a 16. Damn. Do you have a 16?
Yeah, 16.
Then I have hit you. So you take a total of 12 points of damage.
Okay.
6 and 6. 3 of them are going to attack Flo. I have a total of 15. Is that hit?
No.
That one definitely misses. And then the last one. Wow, Kyle is rolling poorly. They all miss Flo.
I
have a shield.
2 of them are going to attack Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, I've definitely hit. That is 6 points of damage. And the second one, I have definitely hit. That is 6 points of damage.
How did you definitely hit? You got 20s?
I got a 24 and a 23.
Wow.
So.
Rigged. Only rolled
a natural 18 and a natural 19. So.
Yeah.
All right. That was the tribal warriors' turns. Also, the tribal warriors, because they're all gathered together and there's a whole bunch of them, they have the thing called pack tactics, where if they're attacking an enemy together, they get to roll with advantage. Mm-hmm. So the tribal warriors have all taken their turn. It is now Tex's turn, followed by the panther. All right, Tex, what would you like to do?
I'm going to attempt to lift the thing off me.
What is your strength modifier?
+1.
That is going to be a difficult check for you to do. So before you roll, if you attempt to lift it off and you fail, you will not be able to do anything else, because I think it's your action to do the pseudo misty step.
It's a bonus action.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah, you can always make the attempt and then use a bonus action. And you're spending a blue gem for advantage on the check.
12? Oh, I rolled 11 and a 4.
The total that you needed was a 15. So I don't think you've succeeded on a strength athletics check.
No, I did not.
There we go. That is unfortunate. What else would you like to do with your turn?
I'm not sure what else I can do.
If you could see if you could see something, couldn't you go there? Is that not how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I can, sure.
You can use your bonus action to now do the misty step that your character is allowed to do based on the fact that they're a Shatter Kai. Okay. Or you can hide under the door since nothing's attacking you.
I want to roll that way.
No, I won't play that game.
All right, you misty step through an empty square that just so happens to be in amongst all of the combat that's going on. Literally.
No, I get to pick. Can't
there
pick
are this? No other empty squares that are not currently occupied by combatants. There are 15, 16 combatants here, plus you 5. This room isn't that big.
It's crowded.
Bah.
Stay under the door. Give us all space to work here, man.
At least one of us can live.
The room is 30 feet across, so that's room for 6 people to stand shoulder to shoulder, right? In 5-foot squares. And then the room like where MJ dropped the figures, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's 6 times 4, that's 24. So there's room for 24 figures. So, I mean, you're in amongst the melee as it is. Every other square has a figure in it.
So I will
that in your head.
Yeah, I will use that bonus action to get out from under the door.
Sure. Now that's not available to you for another, till a short rest or a long rest?
Long rest.
Okay.
And I can't obviously attack because I tried to use my action. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. You have movement left to you if you'd like to move around, but you'll incur attacks of opportunity otherwise. It is now the panther's turn, and the panther, of course, is now facing Penny. Mm-hmm. So the panther will try to eat some chicken for dinner.
I'm a pterodactyl, and that's insult. That's racist.
It's just already been defeathered. So the panther is going to attempt to bite you. And it misses with its bite. So Yay. That was the panther's turn. It is now Penny's turn, followed by the scout.
I would like to use Dispel Magic.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming it's magic that's caused these things to come to life. So
yeah, your assumption is definitely there.
Make that stop. So I don't have to roll anything. So as long as the spell isn't third level, or sorry, as if it isn't higher than third level, it just stops.
Correct. So use your bardic delights. Tell us how you dispel magic in the room.
Stop. In the name of magic. Stop. In the name of magic.
I love it. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Here is a blue gem.
Thank you.
Everyone remove aid from their character sheets.
But it's just attacked at one creature. Choose one creature, object, or magical effect
within
the range.
Cool.
So I just want it aimed at the panther.
All right. Yeah. You cast it at the panther. Nothing happens.
Damn. Hey, but I saved our aid.
I was going to say, we get to keep aid.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would have been mass dispel, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
But I didn't want to do that.
But she also was not clear about dispel magic in the first place and had said, I want to dispel magic. And I was like, go ahead. Yeah, you can dispel everything in the room. Boom. Aid's gone. Everything else stays.
Just the panther.
Yeah. The panther's like, I'm like a physical thing. You can't just dispel me.
But magic made it come alive.
Yeah, but that wasn't a spell. That's an effect. You can't just dispel that.
I disagree.
It's not a spell. You can't dispel a not a spell.
Well, at least I tried.
Yes, you did. Wow. Slash.
Yeah.
All right. That was Penny's turn. It is now the scout's turn.
Oh, come on.
The scout was standing next to Tex when Tex suddenly appeared, whips out its long sword and slashes at Tex twice. What's your armor class, Tex?
Question for you. First off, my AC is 16. Man, it says I appear translucent. Does that give him disadvantage on the attack?
Don't think so.
Okay. No, I was just curious.
Is that just, I think it's just color unless it specifically says.
No, it just says you appear translucent and have resistance to all damage until the start of my next turn.
Oh, okay, then I won't attack you.
Sick.
Well, no, you should totally attack him because then you'd resist the damage.
No, I'm going to attack MJ instead.
How would he know? How would this go? Well, that's metagaming.
Uh-huh.
Metagamer.
I have a 19 to hit you, MJ.
Yeah, you hit me.
And then I have a 19 metagamer. To hit you, MJ.
Yep.
He's a DM. He can have it a game.
I forgot I can hit twice.
He knows all.
Oops.
You take 12 points of damage.
Oof.
I know.
All right. That was the scout's turn. It definitely looks to be the most violent and capable of all of the creatures that you're facing right now. It is now Alabama's turn.
Yes.
Followed by the Mastiff, and then we're back to the top of the round, I believe. Everybody else got a turn? Cool. Except technically MJ, because I made her roll again. All right.
There's so many things I want to do. I'm going to start. You said this is a 30-foot area. I'm going to cast my channel divinity, Radiance of the Dawn. So, as an action, I hold my soli himble. Yep. I hold my holy symbol. Any magical darkness within 30 feet of you is dispelled. Additionally, each hostile creature within 30 feet must make a constitution saving throw.
What's the difficulty?
16.
Well, 6 tribal warriors immediately fail.
Perfect, perfect.
What happens on a failure?
On a failure, each creature takes radiant damage equal to 2d10 plus my cleric level on a failed saving throw and half the amount on
a successful. Yeah, okay, roll your 2d10.
So 6 and 4, so 10 plus my cleric level, so 15. Oh, it's a 9. So 18.
Cool. All right, so the 6 tribal warriors that are all around you immediately get burst into ash and dust as the as your radiance speaks out. But you haven't given me any color as to what all of this it is transpiring. You've just given me mechanics. So while I'll tell you then that the scout also fails but does not die, the panther succeeds and gets out of the way but also doesn't die. And the Mastiff, who hasn't even had a chance to go yet, looks at you with sad puppy dog eyes and explodes into a million pieces.
Oh, pupper.
Boof.
Boof is right.
And I say a little prayer for the poor little Mastiff.
Then the other tribal warriors that are still around, there I believe is 5 left, they all take half damage and look to be cracked and brutally injured. Good job.
Thank you.
Color, please.
Alabama, because he has to have his symbol present, which is the metal sun that's embedded in the skin of his forearm. He holds his left arm up and his right hand is held over top of the symbol on his arm. And he says, Kenich Aojo, I need you now to assist me in defeating my foes. And the second he says that, this burst of light leaves every crevice of his body and shoots out.
Just from the crevices.
Your crevices.
Only the crevices.
Even where the sun don't shine?
Yes. Every crevice.
Elbows, armpits.
Absolutely. Like the most random places you could possibly think of. If he has any wrinkles.
They're not really random because they're crevices.
Any wrinkles, like deep
nostrils.
Is that a crevice? All right, sure.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And again, it's a blue light.
It's natural gas.
It just roof.
Yep, it is blinding the light.
Ass crack. Just we're just naming crevices now.
Yeah. That's the light that shines upon the mastiff and explodes it into. We return again to the top of the round.
Woo.
It is now Flo's turn.
I forgot that I can hit twice, so.
Oh.
Pew, pew.
I'm a do that, but first I'm going to transfer my Hounder's Mark because the previous thing was dropped down to zero, so.
Exactly. So there has to be some sort of metaphysical, magical element of Hunter's Mark for you to be able to transfer it from one thing to another. So what is that?
Now it's your turn. And she points to the next enemy with her sword.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So I'm going to roll this one first with damage, just in case. Okay. Ooh. 24.
To hit?
Yes.
Or damage?
Hit. That would be 15 damage.
You've absolutely destroyed the one you're in front of. There is one other next to you.
That would be... That's a hit with 17 damage.
Holy crap. How hard did you hit? Was it like a...
A 24.
Holy moly. Okay, so please describe how that one is destroyed. Since it was a ton of damage and a really good strike.
This time she actually grabs at her shield just to make sure that it's like in the right place instead of two-handed. So she pulls out her shield. She's blocks, you know, in there to wade into the battle, swings up the groin of one of the statues, slicing it and splitting it in half, and then swings on the downswing for the next one to bring it down.
Where does she hit it?
In the clavicle.
Yes, that's where the biggest crack had already been
causing
formed,
a crack, yeah.
And it breaks in two pieces, slides off of each other, and then falls to the ground in the stucco. Just stucco everywhere. All right, there are
dusty?
Only three left, the scout and the panther. As we move to those three tribal warriors' turns, one of them attempts to attack Penny, missing. One of them attempts to attack MJ, missing. One of them attempts to attack Alabama, hitting. Alabama, you take... 6 points of damage. It is now Tex's turn.
All right, cool.
Wait, I missed MJ. What did MJ want to do?
Stab things.
My apologies. You should have gotten to go before the tribal warriors. So all of their misses and the single hit will just stand. And what would you like to do against the one that's fighting you?
I am going to stab it with my longsword.
All right, go for it.
16.
That's enough.
It is 11.
You didn't even have to roll sneak attack damage. You have destroyed the tribal warrior you were currently stabbing. Is that what you were stabbing at?
Yep.
Okay, yep, you have killed a tribal warrior. How does it die?
I pierce the sword right through the center of its neck.
Ooh.
And I rip up, dislodging the head, and it flies. And then as I rip up with the head, I flip the sword in my hands and go in a downswing and cleave the entire statue into two.
Please roll
sword.
A d20.
9.
Thank you. Here is a white gem. The three tribal warriors continue to fight. And while the five of you are deep and hot engaged in combat, the storyteller back at the inn takes express point to comment about the head soaring through the air, landing in one of the other alcoves, bouncing off the back wall of the alcove, and it rolls forward, tumbling a whole bunch of figurines onto the ground itself.
Oh,
sick.
Who invited the anthropologist? This is ridiculous.
Where three tribal warriors and a constrictor snake and some sort of individual with a headdress and whatnot and tribal accoutrement are knocked out and spring to stucco-y life, cry out, "Trespassers will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law," and rush into combat as well. They will go where the Mastiff gets to go. So that's an additional 3 more tribal warriors, a cult fanatic sort of old man figure, and a constrictor snake.
Right as that finish cleaving, just yep. for my bonus action, I'm going to dash and follow the head
okay.
so that I get on the opposite side of all the figures, so I'm automatically flanking them.
If you do that, then they will get a tax of opportunity as you go through their
Can't I beat effects. The head over?
Well...
Cleave! Run!
You want to spend the gem you just got for me? Absolutely. Yeah. Then yes, you see the head fly, bounce, roll, and then you spend the gem that I just gave you to just have advantage on the attack against them rather than say, no, the head hit the wall and fell to the ground.
Oh.
Or, hey, I caught the head because I dashed over there and went whoop.
Those 3 tribal warriors have taken their turn. It is now Tex's turn.
Cool. I'm going to use a bonus action first. I'm going to use Slayer's Prey.
Okay.
So I designate a creature I see within 60 feet. My first hit to the target does an additional 1d6 damage. And then so I designate the scout, and then I'm going to attack it.
Okay, standing right next to you, so yeah.
Cool. Oh, it's right next to me.
Yeah.
Crap. Okay, no, that'll work. Okay.
You're using some sort of special feature. I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, okay. So when I use Slayer's Prey, what happens is kind of smoke starts to appear above his head. And these 2 red eyes kind of appear, and then they close...
Above your head.
Above his head.
Above your enemy's head.
Above my enemy's head.
Oh my.
And then they close, and then they open again brighter, and then flash and disappear. Kind of like a blink, and then gone.
And that gives you more damage
yes.
to hit them?
It does.
Why?
It's magic, man. It's how it does.
This just seems like a graphical effect in a video game that has no practical purpose.
A lot of stuff doesn't have practical purpose.
That's my fault for asking you for color on something you hadn't thought of before.
It sure is.
And you want that to be what happens now every single time you do Slayer's Prey for the remainder of this game?
Yes.
Do it up. Roll your damage and your attack together as you swing in on your first attack against this Slayer, against this Scout.
15.
That's it.
12 damage.
You have killed the Scout. It is dead. What else are you liking to do?
I can't change over to my bow, can I? Because I just used my rapier because he was right beside me.
Yes, you could change over to your bow as a free action, but you wouldn't be able to sheathe your rapier. You would have to throw it down and draw your bow. But you did just get crushed by a door, so let's do a roll off here to see if your bow got damaged. You roll a d20, I'll roll a d6. And if I roll higher than you, the bow is damaged. Ready? I've rolled a 4.
I've rolled a 19.
There you go.
Yay!
No damage to the bow.
I will drop my rapier just kind of at my feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I will attack one of the creatures at range from me.
Okay.
Is the panther far away?
Not that far away, but yeah.
Okay, I will attack the panther
okay,
with my
sure.
bow.
Shoot the panther.
17.
That's a hit.
11 damage.
You utterly destroy the panther. Please describe that.
As the panther is running, I close one eye, I draw my bow back, and I release an arrow, and... One of the arrow bolt passes through its eye, striking it to the ground. And then as the panther's running, it just kind of dissolves into dust.
Cool. I love it. Stucco dust everywhere. That was Tex's turn. It is the panther's turn. It is dead. It is Penny's turn.
I'm going to use Vicious Mockery on the figure with the headdress. So in Omen, I'm going to say, "That headdress makes your head look big, and it's definitely for a spring, and you're a total winter."
In song.
But it's a do I have to sing that?
It's a spell.
It's a cantrip.
Yeah.
Which is a spell. Okay.
And remember, Vicious Mockery requires a verbal component. And
yeah.
So the component is that you're singing the words that you're saying.
Oh, I thought it was verbal. Like
no, otherwise it could just be whatever random words you want to say, and then that's a Vicious Mockery. So you have to sing it. Go ahead. Sing it. My head went with like, "That headdress makes your head look big." That headdress makes your head look big.
Well, I was going to totally change it now.
Go for it.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Hey, you ugly.
Nice. "That headdress makes your head ugly." Yeah. Go for it. It's a saving throw on their part, correct?
Yeah. Wisdom saving throw. So you have to beat
I'm
a
sure
14.
They're super good at that.
I have beaten it with a 19.
Well, boo.
Earns.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I still make him feel bad without doing psychic damage?
Yes. He Kay. Definitely feels terrible because he liked his headdress in life. And this is a stucco version of it and looks really stupid, actually.
Yeah.
So, Penny, is there anything else you'd like to do with your turn?
I guess I should probably, stab something, maybe.
Well, that was your action to do Vicious Mockery.
Yeah.
So you don't have any other
actions. Yeah, I guess I don't.
So would you like to move or do a bonus action?
Well, I'm worried they'll get an opportunity of attack because we're so small if I move in such a small space.
Yeah, there's only one tribal warrior next to you now. So
I'm just going to be stand up with my dukes up.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
You're very long, talony dukes. Cool. Them Duke boys. All right, Alabama, it's your turn because the scout's turn just happened and all the scout did was just move dusty stucco across the floor.
Uh-huh. And then this, how many things are alive?
There is three scouts or two scouts. No, there's five tribal warriors. There is one cult fanatic with a headdress and a constrictor snake.
How is everyone looking health-wise?
So-so.
Not about half.
Yeah.
About half as well.
I think Flutterman was doing okay.
31.
What the hell?
She had 40-something before, didn't she?
44.
Damn!
I attacked Florida Man hardly at all.
And he didn't True. Hit when he had all those people attack me.
So. It only seems to hit you and me. Well, Chelsea and a little bit. Did you get?
No, I'm hitting everybody except Marie Claire.
Yeah.
Florida Man has not taken as much damage.
Okay, well, this turn, I'm going to do some of my cleric stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to heal the party by using Prayer of Healing. So I can do up to 6 creatures, so I will do everyone. I'm going to do it at a spell slot too, so it's 2d8 plus my ability modifier.
Cool. How many spells will you have left after this? Not very many.
So this will be my last second. I have 2 third level and 4 for first still.
Cool.
Yeah. Ooh, 21.
21 hit points back for everybody
Ooh.
In the group.
Woo.
Except...
Wyoming?
No, no. Sorry. Except that's just the mechanical stuff.
You need the color.
Yeah, I want the story.
So once again, Alabama holds his forearm out in front of him this time.
Yes.
And he faces his forearm facing up.
Yeah.
And he once again calls upon Kinachaja and he says, Mr. Kinach, I'm going to be calling on you this time to heal my acquaintances, to provide them with more health. Oh, man. And as he says that, a blue radiant light shoots up from his holy symbol on his arm and it kind of starts to twist and flare. And it shoots to each person. So it does a line to the first person who's closest to him. They glow a slight blue color and then it fades and it moves on to the next person and they glow and it fades. By the time it gets to the last one, it comes back to me and all of the blue just disappears within my forearm again.
Cool. Can I add some color to that as well?
Of course.
For how that light hits as other people is that it starts to blast out or down from above. And you just use your other hand to direct it. Like you angle the light towards your allies with your palm against your forearms. It just changes the light's angle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pew pew.
I figured you were going to say yes with all the laughter. Like, oh, I totally see that now.
Yeah. It ends up looking like this. Like sort of like a
Hadouken.
Hadouken. Yes.
Kamehameha.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. I am very happy that everyone is healed up.
Mm-hmm.
It is now these other tribal warriors' turns. One of them is going to turn. Yeah, they're all going to move forward to try to attack, let's say, Penny. And that means as they rush forward, they did not notice that MJ was behind them. So MJ gets an attack of opportunity against one of the tribal warriors.
Sweet.
Get him.
Stabby, stabby.
Nope.
No, you miss?
Nope.
Darn. What'd you get?
A 1.
Yeah, that's definitely a miss. All right.
You stab yourself.
So the first one attacks Penny. I have a 16 plus, so that's definitely a hit. So that's 6 points of damage. The second one does not get a 16, so that's a miss. And then the third one has a 19, so that's 6 more damage. 12 total. The cult fanatic cries out to Kinichaja and says, Kinichaja, bless us with your holy symbol and smash the infidels in front of us. In Olman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And a gorgeous, beautiful Olman style spear, golden in light, appears magically directly above our cleric here, who also worships Kinijaja, and brutally stabs downwards. So it does 8 points of damage to you as it
Ouch.
Penetrates deeply.
Rude. What the hell, Kinich?
And then he himself...
Oh. My god left me. Fuck.
Or he's playing on both sides of the war.
He doesn't choose sides between his children.
And then he himself will pull forth a pair of daggers and attempt to stab Mary Jane, who's standing right next to her. He has a 16 to hit, so he has done a total of 8 points of damage to you.
Uncanny dodge.
You've already used your reaction to do an attack of opportunity, so no uncanny dodge.
You just take 8 damage. I remove the kick me sign from her back.
She kind of put it there herself.
I know.
All right. That was their turns. It's now the top of the round again. Woo. As we move back to Florida Man.
How many enemies are remaining?
So there are 5 total tribal warriors remaining, a cult fanatic, and a constrictor snake, which didn't do its turn. So thank you for that. The constrictor snake will lash forward at...
Me, of course.
No, at Mary Jane. Maryland Jane. The constrictor snake will attempt to coil you up and grapple you. Holy crap, I got a natural 19. So you take 6 bludgeoning damage and you are now grappled, which means your movement is 0 and that's all. How many hit points do you have left, Maryland Jane?
24.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you're doing good. Cool. It is. I was really hoping I'd knock somebody out, but not going to happen.
Healing.
Go, Florida Man.
Sweet. I'm going to transform my Hunter's Mark to... What is the most dangerous thing, you think, remaining? The guy...
The cult fanatic who just caused a magical weapon to appear above.
Yeah, I'm gonna transfer my Hunter's Mark to that guy. And... You know, it was the same thing. Moving the sword mean like, now you've pissed me off.
Cool. Go for it.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, not so good that hit. So I'm going to have to re-hit.
Okay. With the second swing again.
Swing again. That would be a 20 to hit.
Absolutely. That's more than enough.
With 14 damage.
Great. Okay. That was your turn. Anything else?
I'm going to smite him.
Okay.
At second level.
Okay.
Another... 13 damage.
Great. That was your turn. What does this smite look like as you just do a generic smite?
So it happens as a hit. So as it hits, it's almost like a red mist explodes from the sword and surrounds him and almost like chokes him with like the wrath that I am feeling.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I love it. That was Florida Man's turn. MJ, what would you like to do?
Stab something. Preferably the... Is the shaman still alive?
Yes.
Yes, that guy.
All right, you tell me what you're trying to do.
I'm going to use my longsword, and I'm going to stab it into his gut.
Perfect.
No, I'm not.
You have a blue die, a blue gem right there. I just keep thinking... Maybe she'll... No? Okay.
Apparently not, no.
What do you say when you miss yet again?
I hate fucking statues.
Sometimes it can be fun.
Like, as the adjective or the verb?
Right? That's what I've been thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Depends on the shape of the statue.
Roughness?
Texture?
I don't know. If you didn't like them, why'd you pick Temperature? Up all of them?
All right. That was MJ's turn. It is now the tribal warrior's turns. So... The tribal warriors, the two remaining, will attempt to attack Penny. 2 of them have hit, so you take a total of 12 damage. That was tribal warriors' turns, at least the ones from the first round and the first setup. It is now Tex's turn.
I'm going to let arrows fly at the cult fanatic person.
Go for it.
20 to hit, not a natural 20.
Okay.
And 9 damage it takes.
Cool.
On the one attack...
You've destroyed the cult fanatic utterly. The spear moves towards striking Alabama again, but disintegrates into fine mist and scintillating light and is gone as the cult fanatic breaks into stucco dust.
Yes, it does. Then for the second attack, I'm going to attempt to break the cobra, you said it was? Or just
constrictor snake.
The constrictor snake
boa.
Off of Mary Jane.
With an arrow?
With an arrow strike.
All right, shoot the constrictor snake. But if you miss by more than 5, you'll hit Maryland Jane instead.
I will spend a blue gem.
For advantage on your
for
strike?
Advantage.
Sure, go for it.
That's a 28.
More than enough to hit the constrictor snake. Do your damage.
Oh, I already rolled. 10 damage on the snake.
Okay, great. How many arrows have you shot?
I have shot 4 arrows.
Great. How many arrows did you have total? 20, right? Because I don't think you bought any more than that.
No, so just 20.
All right, so these arrows that you've been shooting into statues and clay figurines are non-recoverable for the most part.
Okay.
Okay. They're not fleshy, soft things. They are hard, horribly difficult to penetrate things. That was your turn, Tex. It's Penny's turn.
I'm going to attack the constrictor as well.
Go for it.
I'm going to use my rapier.
Go for it.
No, I'm not. I missed.
Okay. Then you have missed.
Yeah.
With your arrow.
For
wait, hold on. Maryland, you've heard the snarky reply from Penny, and then you watch her miss as well. That's all.
Maybe stick to digging in the dirt.
Despite that, I'm going to use my bonus action to use Healing Word on her.
Cool.
Yeah. So 1d4. Oh, do I roll the d4?
Of course.
So 4.
4 hit points return to you. Sorry, what do you say when you do this bonus action Healing Word?
Ah. Hope you feel better. Hope you feel better. Hope you feel better. This kind of green smoke comes off of her talony hands, just kind of points with open hands towards who she's pointing at. So in this case, Maryland Jane, and it just kind of slowly goes into her essence, like into her body. So this green smoke leaves her hands and goes into her like chest.
Especially in a range of 60 feet as a bonus action, it seems weird with green smoke suddenly shooting because it won't trickle slowly, literally like fire
out. So it's kind of windy smoke. Whoosh.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Like it doesn't necessarily have to even come from your hands because it suddenly a breeze lifts up and some green smoke lifts up with it and it infuses and returns vitality and vigor to the corporeal form of Maryland Jane. That was Penny's turn. It is now Alabama's turn.
How many enemies are still here?
There are 5 tribal warriors and 1 constrictor snake.
Okay, so I'm going to use Scorching Ray at a level 3.
Oh my.
Spell slot. I don't have any 2 left, and it's my only multi-character one.
Sure, go for it.
So I get 4 rays. So I'll shoot 1 ray at the constricting snake and 3 rays at 3 of the other ones.
And it's an attack roll for each and every one of those rays.
Yes.
So this one's against the snake.
Yes, this snake. Is against the snake.
All right.
Natural 19.
That hits.
It is 9 points of damage.
Destroyed the constrictor snake utterly, and I'm kind, so it leaves Maryland Jane free, and none of that scorching ray hits her as well. You are free and covered in dust, Maryland Jane.
Cough.
All of your wounds are now covered in a fine, fine coating of stucco dust.
Okay, so this is on one of the...
Yeah.
Those things? 6.
To hit?
Yeah.
That is not a hit.
Third one. 2. Not a hit. Not hit.
Okay.
And a 5. Great.
Yes, those other 3 all miss entirely. Yeah. I mean, those were the numbers you rolled on the die directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your plus to hit, though?
Is that the attack modifier?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Your spell attack modifier.
It's plus 8.
Yeah, so you only needed a 12. So if you rolled a 4, you would have hit.
Oh.
So just so you know. And you did roll a 4 more than one time, like twice. So you killed 2 more tribal warriors with those attacks.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Please make sure you add your spell attack modifier. Please do the color for Scorching Ray.
All right. So it's basically the same concept of my prayer of healing that I just did, except... So it shoots out of my arm as the prayer of healing did, but this time it is such a dark blue ray, it almost looks black.
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
And it's the same kind of concept where it shoots out of the arm and he has to direct it to each one that it's attacking. But as it hits it, it starts in the center where it hits and it spreads both ways through the body.
Like that drop of unguent on the white linen.
Yes.
Cool. I love it. Scorching and damaging. The tears of Kinichaja are holy flame. In other words, they're They are the sunlight as it dapples through the sky, or the tears of Kinitacha. Okay, there are two remaining tribal warriors left. It is their turn. They will both attempt to attack. Well, why none other than Maryland Jane. I have a natural 20 and a 15. Is 15 enough to hit you?
I have a 15 armor class.
Then you have taken 6 points of damage from that one, and you take 10 points of damage from the critical success, which is the only natural 20 I rolled in like almost 100 dice rolls.
Wow.
How many points do you have left now, Maryland Jane?
I have 12.
Oh, tons. Okay.
I have 38 hit points.
Yeah, normally I've just been smacking the crap out of you. Okay. Flo, it is your turn.
Sweet. I'm going to try to kill off the remaining two, transferring my... Is the guy who I was still fighting?
Oh, he's definitively dead.
Okay. So then I'm going to transfer my hunter's mark to the next person. Now it's your turn.
Great. You dash over Maryland, cut and bewildered, constantly in the face of many opponents. You take one tribal warrior and...
32.
To hit?
Yeah. Or sorry, 22. Sorry, 22. 22 to hit?
More than enough. You only need 12. So how much damage do you do, and how do you kill this first one? Because I figure you kill it.
10 damage.
Oh, it doesn't die. Okay.
Yeah.
With your first strike. Your second strike?
Yeah. My second strike is a miss.
Okay. What did you roll?
11.
That is not enough to hit. All right. Two are still remaining in front of you, Maryland Jane, and it is your turn. One of them has one hit point. The other has all of their hit points.
Cool. Can I just punch the one and then swing and stab the other? Because I'm just pissed off.
Swing it. Let's do your sneak attack against the really fully healed one first.
Okay. I swear. I think that's a nat 20. It's a little symbol.
You got
symbol.
A little Kraken symbol?
Yeah.
You have nat 20.
Nat 20, that son of a bee.
I love it. Tell me what you do and roll your damage.
So when I nat 20,
So you get to roll 2d8 there. And then... How many dice do you get for your sneak attack? It is 3d6 for your sneak attack.
Sweet.
So in this instance, it will be 6d6 sneak attack.
Holy crap.
So you get to roll 6d6 and 2d8.
So it's dead.
Plus your strength modifier. So please tell me how much damage that is.
One sec, I actually rolled really good. 45.
Would you like to describe the destruction of this thing, or would you like me to?
45. So what happens is, at this point, Maryland Jane has gone so fed up with everything stabbing her, squeezing her, whatever it is, and she's done with missing everything, that all of her rage just bottles inside of her till it comes out the front of her sword, or the point of her sword, and she just thrusts with all of her might right into the stomach, belly button. As she's pulling out, she whips it to the side, decapitates it, and takes out the knees. So it's just like a big butterfly cut, and she finishes with the sword tucked behind her, and then this cloud of stucco dust just rains down over top of her.
And as she tucks the sword behind her, she nicks this other tribal warrior just ever so slightly, but it causes a coruscating cascade of cracks and fissures, and it falls heavily into large chunks on the floor. That is the end of all of this devastation and destruction, and also today's session.
Ooh. I was nervous there for a second because she decapitated it. I was like, Kyle could easily be like, the head flies.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at @badbillyband. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at @tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.
Just texting and tweeting and tweeting and texting and texting and tweeting. That's all she likes to do. She'll have arthritis in her thumbs by the time she's 40.
I think I already do.